Welcome back, y'all, or welcome if you're just joining us. Happy Friday. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. I got my hair on fire as I usually do these days, given the politics. But the number one object of my ire today isn't Donald Trump, though his remarks at yesterday's Al Smith Memorial Foundation dinner were disgusting, transphobic, misogynist, race. I mean, he checked all of the ism boxes. Like, oh, is there a terrible thing to be? Oh, I'll check the box on it. Fascism, all of it. Checked all the boxes. Some more than once. If you've got thoughts on it, of course, I want to hear from you. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Of course, gosh, wouldn't you like to see me at one of these events? Jess, I mean, heck. Get me up there after this guy.
You would take down the house.
I mean, it would be good. I might even tell a joke that went something like this after Donald Trump spoke. Oh, Cardinal Dolan, I would highly recommend that you lock up all of your donation boxes that are by the exits, you know, because he's got these little hands. He can just slip right in there, steal all the money. Yep. That's actually Kurt from Madison's joke. Thanks much for that, Kurt. I'll steal some material, but add a tribute. Here is why I am so completely grossed out by this. And y'all know, if you've been listening to the show, I was raised Catholic. And I have a deep respect for what I think are the most core and fundamental teachings of the Catholic faith. Humility, forgiveness, openness. But here's what was especially gross about this. The very day of this charity fundraiser, this white tie, fancy pants, roses on the table, waiters with white gloves, glittering crystal, the very day of this fancy charity Catholic fundraiser, an $880 million settlement was announced by the Diocese of Los Angeles, stemming from sexual abuse of minors dating back to the 1940s. On the very same day. Wow. Wow. And you're going to have a fundraiser? I hope those funds go to pay the abuse victims, but they won't. And Cardinal Dolan, sitting there on the dais, the cardinal of the largest diocese in the country, next to this serial sexual predator, this racist, this misogynist, this threat to democracy, sitting there smiling and laughing on the day of this settlement, which of course went unmentioned at the dinner. And Dolan, mind you, was the mastermind and frankly, the enabler in chief, if you will, the apologist for the pittance that sexual abuse survivors in Milwaukee, in the Milwaukee Archdiocese, received in their settlement. Just to put this in context, the $880 million after you take out a third for lawyers' fees is about $616 million. That settlement in the LA Diocese is going to 1,353 victims. That comes out to about just under $500,000 a victim. In contrast, because the Archdiocese of Milwaukee hid their money into a cemetery trust, and because they had sucked the money out of the Archdiocese, then filed bankruptcy, sealed these claims, and settled for pennies on the dollar because they hid their money. The Milwaukee Archdiocese, in contrast, paid their victims just over $60,000 apiece. That's not enough to cover even a lifetime's worth of therapy that would be required for sexual abuse victims. That is what I found truly disgusting. What a tone-deaf and utterly insensitive performance by Archbishop Dolan and the Catholic Church yesterday, not the least of which was entertaining a man like Donald Trump as one of the keynote speakers. Cindy from Appleton, your thoughts this afternoon.
Well, Maggie, I was actually down in Milwaukee about a week or so ago for the Nuns on the Bus tour.
Oh, awesome.
And that many of the Catholic nuns are out there preaching that we cannot have this man back because he's such a dangerous thing to the country. Unfortunately, no matter what he says, the criminal or the felon does or says or does or whatever crazy stuff he pulls, it doesn't matter because he's going to win because over 50% of this country, for some reason, has fallen into this cult, and I can't for the life of me understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand the cult either, Cindy, but what I will say is this. Thanks for the call. He's not going to win, and it's not over 50% of the country. Remember that a third of the country basically doesn't vote. So what you're talking about is far, far less than 50% of the country. And here's the other thing that made me really angry about this event yesterday. Just earlier this month, a ruling came down from a federal district court here in Wisconsin denying Attorney General Colina's office access to some of the sealed documents from the Catholic Archdiocese in Milwaukee's bankruptcy that they were trying to use to help investigate these abuse claims. And of course, guess who opposed their access to these documents? Yeah, you guessed it. The Milwaukee Archdiocese. Gary from Sussex, you say what?
Are you concerned about getting hate mail from the Catholics in Milwaukee here listening on the radio? Because you are really coming down on them.
They deserve every bit of it, Gary. And if I do get hate mail, I'd like to have a conversation with that person. Is what the Milwaukee Archdiocese did acceptable? Do you know an abuse victim? Have you sat down with them face to face and talked about what the Catholic Church covered up and allowed the predation on children for decades? I'm not worried about the hate mail. I'm worried about the thing that happens after the hate mail, which is the conversation. It's the most important part. Folks, if you're on the lines, we'll get you in on the other side of this break. Then we'll be joined by Chris Alfheim. She's running for the 8th District Senate here in the state of Wisconsin. I'm Maggie Dawn. Keep it locked. It's always lively here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.